Well, joining us now, let's have a conversation about water management and water quality and conservation and more on our farms and ranches. Very excited to welcome into the program the CEO and founder of Quitos, Mina Sankarana, is with us here today. Mina, it's great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. First off, just to start, can you tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about Quitos and what the company does, just to get us a baseline to get started here?
Yeah, absolutely. So Quitos is essentially a fully integrated water monitoring and analytics solution. And our focus is really being across industries, city utilities, but also very heavily around agriculture. So think about producers and growers really having the advantage of sort of your latest automation and technology and being able to have analytics that you're getting from AI insights, but all of that packaged in a very feasible, affordable manner so they can actually think of resilient operations when they're thinking about their farming goals.
Fantastic. Well, as we think about some of those farming goals, obviously sustainability, conservation, water management are all key topics and issues for many folks throughout agriculture. So let's talk about some of the key water-related challenges that are facing producers. And I have to think broadly that these water challenges differ depending on the region of the country that folks are in, I'm sure. Can you share just a few key highlights from your perspective?
Yeah, Jesse. I mean, agriculture is, to me, it's very fascinating. And, amongst our different customer base, because, Jesse, we work with sort of like groundwater, you have surface water, you have the runoff water, and also additionally, there's, the drinking water, wastewater. So within water, there's a spectrum of different water matrices. And what we have learned just in looking at agriculture issues, the groundwater is a very key concern for just about all the producers and growers. If they're tapping into surface water, then there are concerns about the contamination in the surface water as well. But pretty much around, whether we're dealing with California farmers that are in Central Valley, California, that are experiencing drought, to you're looking at some of the farmers around the Texas, New Mexico border that are experiencing sort of high salinity, and you have groundwater toxicity or depletion of the aquifer that's happening. So it's very interesting. Or if you start going into the Midwest and the other regions, you're starting to see an uptake depending on the the year and time of the year, whether you're experiencing flash flooding or any of these other issues. It's very interesting to think about how there's commonality in technology, but the issues can be very different. And so whether it's, your aquifer depletion that you're getting concerned about because there's a certain amount of water that's allocated to you and you're figuring out how you're going to conserve that water, how much water you're actually going to consume, and can you actually reduce your allocation of water and can you actually conserve more? Does that mean you get some additional support from the government? Or how do you really leverage extended Quitos solutions and be able to get real-time traction of data at your fingertips? So can I understand, concentrations of boron and nitrates and orthophosphates and nitrites and ammonia in a way that those are time-sensitive decisions I can make? Because if farmers are not equipped with the tools and the visibility for them to make those data-driven decisions, there can be huge economic impact. And farmers are already struggling with such low margins and their profitability for their own operations, that it's extremely critical that technology service providers are very mindful of the issues being addressed in different regions across the country and truly empowering the producers and the growers to tie into their goals and not necessarily, look at how the same application could apply from one state to another state.
Well, and you raised some very, very key points there, I believe. You know, you brought up California, the Central Valley, or areas of the southwestern plains where it's drier. I think about, you know, some aquifer challenges in the central and southern plains, or there's been issues of water levels on the Colorado River, of course, over the last several years. So, I mean, there's a lot of different areas that in one way or another are experiencing a lot of the same water shortage type of challenges here in the U.S., right, Mina?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other concern, Jesse, is, you know, there's a lot of conversation right now around new water sources. Yeah. And, you know, what you have to realize is water is finite. And so you have to think about, well, how do I help producers with sort of maybe recycling the water? Or can we help them with reuse of the water? And how is that possible? And all of this has to be thought through without giving them significant burden on costs, because, you know, everything comes with a cost attached to it. They're already struggling with, you know, if there's flooding, you're already struggling with soil erosion. There are other impact in terms of, okay, are they experiencing any labor shortage? Do we help them with automation? And more importantly, just see, producers always struggling with capital infrastructure budgets assigned for them, like how much can they use? And you see robotics automation and robotics instrument in every ag tech kind of conference and every agriculture conference that's trying to help the growers. But again, all of that comes into play, whether you're doing specialty ag like almonds and pistachios and nuts, or if you're trying to grow corn and soybean. Your margins on, you know, are so low for the amount of technology you can apply, but at the same time, you are faced with such significant crisis and other issues that you have to battle with. So it's trying to help them reach that balance with technology in a way that, you know, you're giving them accurate and actionable data, but you're making it really affordable and accessible for all of them.
We are having a conversation with Mina Sankaran, the founder and CEO of Ketos, here today. And Mina, you brought up flooding. Of course, we've just seen historic flooding in parts of the Mid-South and the Southern Midwest. And I know that in itself creates another whole different set of challenges when it comes to runoff, erosion, water contamination, et cetera, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. And I think from a Keto standpoint, you know, we truly focus and try to be the partner for every producer and grower out there from a standpoint of water quality, Jesse, to really help them understand water quality. And soil erosion during flash flooding is another massive issue. So whether it's runoff or soil erosion or the topsoil getting lost, like how do you really help them optimize their crop yield post that process? And they're going to have long-term impact, but, you know, how do you help them in terms of like being able to give them visibility anytime for that data at their fingertips? And so giving them a system. So what Ketos has done for some of our farmers that leverage us in such crisis, they actually have the system deployed at one of near their pumps or their well setup, Jesse. And so, we've taken extreme sort of insight and thought from feedback of the growers to make the business model as least cumbersome as possible. And what I mean by that is they have enough on their plate that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Last thing that I need them to do is now have to figure out, what is this new piece of equipment? Do I have to figure out do I become an expert on it? Do I have to learn how to maintain it? Who's going to service it, repair service parts, how long will it survive? Thousands of questions that, you know, sort of ran through folks' minds. So what we've done is we've kind of made the model, hey, we're going to own and maintain and service the equipment. Mm-hmm. It's our responsibility. That's what we're working closely with you as a partner. You focus on the data. Let us help you, you know, sort of help you reach your goals and have the data at your fingertips. And so it's a unique model, Jesse, where we've come to the agriculture segment and working with producers and growers from a very water as a service, data as a service model. So they're able to have a very predictive, flat annual subscription fee that makes their costs truly contained. They don't need any more surprises from us when they already have enough surprises between, you know, water scarcity, water quality, biodiversity loss. I mean, pests, diseases, you name it. They have enough. we're not going to add to their surprises. We're here to really enable them.
Well, you mentioned a few of the key pieces of what Ketos has. What are any other key tools that you would add that farmers can use, best practices, et cetera, or anything else related to the infrastructure that, that Ketos offers for farmers and ranchers?
Absolutely. I think the one thing, if you notice, and, you know, I was at one of the conferences recently, and I realized just one of the grower was sort of standing in that corner. And as soon as people saw, there were at least 15 people talking to him, Jesse, about different technologies, different, you know, approaches. And I think that it's imperative to realize that they're probably inundated with a lot of data. And they're growers and producers who are brilliant at their craft and all of the expertise they have, but we can't expect them to suddenly become analysts overnight. And they are not going to have the capital to go and hire an analyst. So think of us as your extension. So when you get access to our Ketos platform, you see what lands up happening is we are able to integrate a lot of their other crop data. So we can integrate their crop data. We can integrate other sort of like third-party data that they have happened to use in the past. So even if it's not Ketos-generated data, it doesn't matter. We want to help them be that single source of truth to help them get to the decisions that matter to them. So we're able to integrate a lot of the data. So an example I'll tell you, we're working with a pistachio grower. They sort of do almonds and pistachios, and they've been using us for about 6 years now. And what they have done is they tested us extensively against third-party labs because they wanted to really have credibility in what they're using us, the accuracy of it. But more importantly, we actually leverage satellite imaging data. We're able to do sort of like a heat map on their entire acreage. We were able to take their crop data and then use and overlay our own sort of Ketos system data that we use basically for water quality, and then apply a lot of the AI and machine learning that we have built to give them optimizations for their crop yield. Jesse, that's where the real value starts getting exciting for some of the producers and growers, because one, yes, you're giving us water quality insights. You're giving us sort of early warning alerts, right? That's another very critical part is by giving them sort of these warnings because they're proactive. Now producers and farmers and growers can become essentially less reactive, because reactive is the damage is already done. At that point, you're sort of recovering from the damage. But if you can help a ranch manager become more proactive and then start giving him predictions and forecasting, what is that value to you? You know, how do you compute the sort of return on investment for something that profound that can actually help you save an entire crop? We actually prevented one of our growers just based on boron. And it was fascinating because they were insistent that they wanted boron. And we had started off with them working with nitrates and nitrites and, of course, phosphorus. Everybody knows phosphorus is always a hot topic. And as they started getting familiar with it, they said, hey, we really need boron. And one of the benefits of working with Ketos from as a data as a service model, you can come to us and tell us what constituents are of interest to you. So it's not a very fixed and a rigid approach. It's a collaboration. We want to know what parameters matter to you, what water constituents matter to you, what kind of water chemistry do you want to know more about? And we're able to kind of incorporate that into the service and offer that within that system. So we added boron, and just see, there was one day when that anomaly for boron picked up for this farmer, and they were actually able to massively save an entire, like, few thousand acres of coverage for them. And later they came back and they were like, well, I'm glad we pushed you for boron, and we were able to get that. So that was a huge learning for me, because I didn't realize how much that impact of boron was on their specialty ag crop. So there's just so many learnings that, you know, as growers, they're the experts. And if they're able to ask for what matters to them as technology service providers, our job is to really deliver that for them in the most economically efficient way.
Well, and Mina, I think about this, you know, just how much we've evolved in agriculture and the amount of data that we have and the technology at our fingertips to make our farms and ranches more efficient. You know, to everything you're saying, I mean, at the end of the day, why not apply this to our water management? I mean, having all this data just makes our operations that much more efficient, doesn't it, Mina?
Absolutely. And Jesse, think of this. During COVID, when folks couldn't actually be on site and be physically around people, mm-hmm. you could have these remote robotic systems that are sitting like your lab scientist, like your eyes on the field at your farm. And you could be at home on your phone and essentially looking at, I want to test start nitrates at 9 o'clock in the morning. I want to do ammonia at 6 o'clock, or I want to run this entire panel 3 times a week or 5 times a day. And having that sense of control and being able to completely communicate with the system bidirectionally, almost like this is your extension, your eyes on the field that's reporting back to you, right? That power was very effective in terms of how people responded to having that visibility. And we've realized that typically producers and growers who are using this have about 300% increase in visibility. Right off the bat, within a matter of 30 days, they're able to get about 300% visibility and at least experience 40%, if not higher, in their labor efficiencies. And that varies. It could be a lot more higher depending on what your acreage is. But at a very minimum, on a conservative note, I would say 40% is on the lower end of labor efficiencies that we see farmers experience.
Obviously, there's a lot of water challenges out there, and appreciate the work that you and your team at Ketos are doing to try and help agriculture with many of these issues and challenges. Mina, anything final you would add or reiterate to folks today? It's been a great conversation. Anything you would add? And also, where can we learn more about Ketos?
No, absolutely. So I would say first thing, please reach out to info@ketos.co. It's .co, not .com. So info@ketos.co. Feel free to email. I'm happy to share my email address. It's Mina, MEENA@ketos.co. Feel free to reach out if you want to learn more, you want to understand how other applications are, how the different agriculture use cases, maybe specific crops that you're more keen to learn about. Happy to share. And I also want to leave everyone with this thought that water quality and overall water management is a top priority even for the government as well as the USDA. And I've been working with the USDA at least for 6 years now, and since the founding of Ketos about 10 years ago. So, you know, we've been in the industry, we've been in this market, we've been deploying for about 8 years, both within the US and internationally. And we've recently had some really great sort of success and traction through USDA for grants to help farmers. So if you're curious to learn about what these subsidies or grants could look like to support you in the deployment and the ongoing operations of it, because there's zero CapEx involved, again, feel free to reach out and be happy to share. Thank you.
You bet. Well, we appreciate the conversation. Founder and CEO of Ketos, Mina Sankaran, thanks for joining us today. Have a great rest of your day. We'll look forward to having a conversation again in the future.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening.